Freedom is coming. Freedom is coming. Freedom is coming. Oh yes, I know. Freedom is coming. Freedom is coming. Freedom is coming. Oh yes, I know. Freedom is coming. Freedom is coming. Freedom is coming. Oh yes, I know. Freedom is coming. Freedom is coming. Freedom is coming, oh yes, I know.
Freedom
is coming. Freedom is coming. Freedom is coming, oh yes, I know. Freedom is coming. Freedom is coming. Freedom is coming, oh yes, I know.
Oh yes, I know.
Oh yes, I know. Oh yes, I know. Oh
yes, I know.
Oh yes, I know. Oh yes, I know, oh yes, I know, oh yes, I know.
Jesus
is coming, Jesus is coming, Jesus is coming, oh yes, I know. Jesus is coming, Jesus is coming, Jesus is coming, oh yes, I know.
Freedom
is coming, freedom is coming, freedom is coming, oh yes, I know.
Freedom
is coming. Freedom is coming, freedom is coming, oh yes I know.
Freedom
is coming, freedom is coming, freedom is coming, oh yes I know.
Freedom
is coming, freedom is coming, freedom is coming, oh yes.
Good morning and happy Sabbath. Thank you for inviting Milo to worship with you guys. And if you guys want to follow along, I'll be reading Isaiah 61, verse 1. The Spirit of the servant Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners.
Thank you.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God.
In the beginning was the same was
the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. By Him
all things were made.
And the Word was
God.
I will now be reading John 1, verse 1 to 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Please join us in singing hymnal number 115, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. Thank you.
Good morning, and I will be reading the final stanza of In the Bleak Midnight, Midwinter. What can I give him, small as I am? If I were a shepherd, I'd give him a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. Yet what shall I give him but give him my heart? We invite you to listen to the words of the next song, What Sweeter Music, and consider what you can bring in offering to God.
Tell it on the mountain, go and tell it. Tell it on the mountain, go
and tell it.
Tell it on the mountain, over the hills and.
Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds kept their watching, or silent flocks by night, behold, throughout the heavens, there shone a holy light.
Don't you know it's time to go?
So I'll be reading from Luke chapter 2, verse 13 through 15. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." So it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." Please stand with us as we sing hymn number 122, Hark the Herald.
Thank you.
caught up in it and forgot where I was supposed to be. They're going to do the postlude next. I'd like to ask, is everybody blessed?
Amen.
I'd like to maybe one more time, Conductor Alvin. Mr. L is what I'm told he's called, probably because I'd have a hard time pronouncing his name, but I'd like him to stand up and everybody, let's thank them for being here. We want to thank you guys for being here. Appreciate the praise that you've given to our Lord. The joy that we feel, I hope that we can continue to carry that out into the valley as well to others. Let's bow our heads and we'll have a benediction and they'll finish us with the postlude. Father in heaven, we thank you for being here with us today. Thank you for this Sabbath. Thank you for sending your angels to sing with us as we praise you. And we pray that it has been pleasing to you. Father, the joy that we feel in praising you for what you and your Son have done, I pray that we use that to grip a hold of you tightly, and that in doing so that we turn to our fellow man and we bring them to you as well, the hope that you give all of us. Father, thank you for this Sabbath. Thank you for this worship service. And thank you for the gift of your Son. And I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.